Today, Rosh Chodesh Adar is the third Yahrzeit of my father, Tzvi Meir ben Moshe Yonatan, Zichrono Levracha Lechaye HaOlam Haba, and I'd like to dedicate the next few minutes in his memory, because to me, it seems rather not a coincidence that his Yahrzeit turns out to be on a week of Parshat Terumah. Parshat Terumah, to the majority of us, is one of the most boring parshas in the Torah. All it gives is measurements of how to build the various vessels of the Mishkan and the Mishkan itself. And indeed, if you're not an architect and you don't have a mind for it, then obviously it's going to be a rather boring parsha for you. It happens to be that my father did have that mind. He basically fixed what needed to be fixed around the house on his own, not to mention the fact that he also had a mind to build, namely not just to fix what existed, but rather to build further in order to see what more needs to be done, from new bookshelves to new closets and whatnot. And in order to do that, you need to have a mind for detail. You need to know exactly how to measure. You need to make sure to cut the wood exactly to the measurements and to put it up very, very carefully. And he had that mind, and he can, on the one hand, foresee how it would look at the end and also tell you exactly how to get there by ordering this and by doing that in order to build it. So I think it's not a coincidence that Parshat Terumah, with all its measurements, comes out exactly on his Yahrzeit. But for the rest of us mortals, I guess the question is, why is it so important, year after year, to go through this experience of Parshat Terumah? It is indeed filled with various measurements, detailing exactly how big and how wide and how thick various things in the tabernacle needed to be. Why is that so important for us? With the greatest respect we have for every word in the Torah, why is it that every single year we have to go through this experience? God said, once a year, I want you to read this parsha with all its measurements. I believe the answer is that we're put on this earth for a reason. We're not here by mistake, we're here on purpose. And in order to be here on purpose, there has to be an assumption made about your life. And that is that every moment counts. Namely, when you're at work or when you're at home, when you're vacationing, when you're relaxing, when you're sleeping or when you're eating, there's a reason for you to be on this earth. I'll say it even more sharply. If there was no reason already for you to be on this earth, then God calls you back to the heavenly abode to go to the next world. But in this world, as long as we're here, we have a reason to be here. From this perspective, if you're going to assume that you're here on purpose, then every single moment should be calculated. Namely, it makes a huge difference if Zman Kriyat Shema is at 8:52 and you set it at 8:53. It made a huge difference if Shkia on a Friday night, if sunset is at, say, 5:13, and you didn't light the Shabbos candles and get all your Shabbos preparations done before that time. Judaism, throughout the year, not to mention throughout the week, not to mention every single day, from Zman Kriyat Shema and Zman Tefillah daily, to the time Shabbos begins and ends weekly, to Pesach, when you're allowed to eat chametz, when the prohibition kicks in, basically teaches us one thing. Let's be calculated. Let's not just let life go by. Let's calculate each and every moment to the extent possible and say, what am I here for and how do I get there? And therefore, I believe once a year, on Parshat Terumah, God makes us go through this experience in order to say, are we measuring our life carefully? Like Moshe said to measure when they built the Mizbeach or the Menorah. Are we being calculated in what we're doing? Or are we just letting it go by? You know, sort of letting life flow by us without really doing much to say, I'm here for a reason, and therefore every moment counts. It's interesting that in Judaism, we have a certain, I would say, allergy to the word chametz. Only once a year is it prohibited, but there is a big difference between chametz and matzah, even though they start exactly the same way. Flour or a grain-based something or another with water ultimately creates a leavened product. That's only on one condition, that you let it sit. You don't do anything. If, however, you take the flour and the water and you're constantly kneading it, it will not become chametz. The 18-minute count only begins when you let it sit. And therefore, when you bake matzah, even though it can potentially become chametz if you let it sit, as long as you're kneading the dough and dealing with it, it will not become chametz. The 18-minute count is when you don't deal with it. When you deal with life, life counts. When you let it just slide by, you let it sit there, then unfortunately, life doesn't count, and you're basically making a statement of, it doesn't make a difference. Our job is to make a difference. Our job is to go out there and say, what we do is significant. And every moment that we do something is significant. And thus, once a year, we remind ourselves, let's be measured.